Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Welcome everybody. I'm so happy to have you guys here and listening into The Mind Paradox. Today I have an episode that I've been thinking a lot about of how I want to share this information with you guys. A lot of what we do and a lot of what we create is based on our beliefs. So today's episodes, it's going to talk about our beliefs and behaviors. Let's get to it. Beliefs control behaviors and behaviors create results. How you behave about something is the internal belief you have about that something. As children, we develop our view of the world and who we believe we are. In effect, we're writing our operating manual by the age of 7, sometimes earlier, but that's usually when it starts. Our operating manual is the way we wire our minds, the neurons of our brain, the fire with each other, and then as well, our brain behavior. From a young age, how we are parent and our experience shape our model of the world and the way we view it, especially the way we view ourselves in it. When we have a belief about something, it's usually learned from family, friends, school, religions, political views, and whatever else is around us, it's going to create our beliefs. We react to our own personal belief based on the information we have received from others. And this also ties in with our model of the world and how we see it. In this case, our model of the world has been passed down to us by someone else's beliefs. And is that really how we want it? How we want our world to be seen? However, as we get older, we do take information from different point of views and different perspectives that it allows our unconscious mind to review each experience and revisit our beliefs. I'll dive in a little bit more as I go through, but I really wanted to paste that framework in there and let you guys know that our beliefs do change as we get older. So, therefore, people behave the way they do through their own belief system. Our beliefs are powerful influence on our behaviors, and how we create results has to do a lot of our behavior. If we want to create results, we have to look within first. Imagine in your mind now a cabinet with different files, and each file is broken down into different sections and chapters. There might be a few about family, relationships, money, our identity, love, and beyond. Each and every single one of them is broken down into sections, and each and one of them contain a set of rules, what being told to do, what not to do, and what's right, what's wrong, and including the things that we should and not should do. So as you're imagining, it's basically a set of filing cabinets that each and every single one of them has a different beliefs and values about who you are. As we go through the files, we find ourselves building blocks and frameworks of our beliefs. This is also when we develop judgment. Let me dive into this. If it doesn't align with what already is installed, we will find a way to push it aside. In fact, if someone doesn't believe in the information that has been given and does not match in their filing cabinet, the information has a boomerang effect. It will be rejected, and whatever is being believed, it will just confirm their information stronger. All of this is happening at an early age. So therefore, as we get older, we go through life and our beliefs are being reconfirmed of what really is happening with us and what's in place with us. That's why if it doesn't apply to your beliefs, the boomerang effect will come into place. Also know that since you're in control, you have the power to realign your beliefs. That's right. You can go through your cabinet file and revisit your beliefs. If you had or have been in an experience that changed your point of view about something, change will happen immediately and you can decide whether this belief is serving you a purpose or not. So see how this everything ties in? As we go through life and we're changing our experiences and we're going through experience, we're gonna change our cabinet file, I can speak, of how we believe what we do, basically. Every little piece of our belief will translate into the physical world. In this case, it will be represented in our jobs, our relationships, the things that we want, our health, our body image. Everything that who we are, it's based on the file or cabinet that we have installed. So therefore, our beliefs represent one of the largest frameworks of our behaviors. When we really believe something, we will behave congruently to that belief. If we want great results and change to happen, we have to congruently want the change. There are four additional elements that relate to influence, change, and behavior. So you probably have thought about this before, of like, why I'm just this way, this is the way that I am, or why do I behave this way? Well, right here, this is the information that you need so that you can really look into your behaviors, your patterns, and how you can actually create long-lasting changes. The first two go with physiology and strategies. Beliefs are built like strategies. When we experience something, there's information that we process, and everything is translated in the neurological model. This is also known as the VKAOG, vision, kinesthetic, auditory, olfactory, and gustatory. We receive and process information from all of our senses to create a strategy and similar to our beliefs. So, first of all, it has to do with our physiology of interior and exterior of who we are, and then this strategy of how do we see ourselves internally? Like, for example, can you recall a time when you bought something? Can you remember in a specific time? As you go back to that time now, what was the very first thing that caused you to buy that? Was it something you saw? Was it something you heard? Was it something you touched? Or perhaps did you picture something in your mind? This is actually a process. There's this a step. These are you're taking internally. Sometimes you're conscious and sometimes you're unconscious of them. But automatically you're thinking of these. And these strategies relate to everything in life. And therefore our strategies are also combined to the way that we believe something. And if you were told something, did you picture in your mind first? Did you tell it in yourself first? That's how you align your belief in your filing cabinet. These are the steps that we do conscious and unconsciously. We create an internal pattern to produce a behavior. It's a sequence of internal representations. An effective strategy uses the most appropriate internal representation in the most appropriate sequence to achieve results. Later on, I'll definitely dive in more into the strategies because there's a whole thing that I can sit there and talk about and tell you guys so much of how our strategies work. But with this episode, I really wanted to introduce the strategies and how they combine with the beliefs and our behaviors. So physiology and strategy are the first two elements that influence change. Then you have congruency and belief system. Any change that we make in some way is going to be influenced by one of these four elements. Our physiology and strategies have to do with knowing how do we do a particular behavior. That's right. How do we do it? Congruency and belief have to do with wanting to do something, or in many cases, giving yourself the chance to do it. Be also aware of the incongruency of who we are, because often not being congruent with what we want can lead to not wanting to change the behavior. Like, for example, I have to wake up early. Do you really want to wake up early? Probably not. That's right there, a congruency with your behavior. But you're listening to this podcast now, so that means you're ready to change. And that's a good thing, because as you believe you can change your behavior, you will behave congruently with that belief. So you might be wondering, how do you identify the belief? Well, let's do this together. Find something within you that you have tried to change and achieve for a long time, but you keep failing. There are three steps. First, identify your current state. What's your present state? What is happening in your state at this moment? Second, identify your desired state. What is your outcome of your internal resources? So you got to think about what is happening when you think of the behavior that you want to change. What's your state of mind? Then you got to think about the outcome, what that's going to sound, look like, feel like. You got to think of the outcome, the desired state that you want to be at. Your behavior is going to be from one state to another state. And the third, it's have a clear representation of your outcome. In this case, VKAOG. What is that going to look like, feel like, sound like, taste like, smell like? Incorporate all of those feelings right internally so that you can be in rapport with your unconscious mind and know that that's the desired state that you want. Not only that, but it's going to align more to the things that you want. If you have a belief about, for example, you have a belief that you don't want to wake up early. Okay. So when did you make that decision? First of all. Then, second of all, think about the fact of what's the desired state that you want. If you want to wake up early, well, what's that going to look like? What that's going to feel like? What do you got to do before? Think about this too. What do you do before you're going to go to bed so that you can wake up early? You have to put yourself in that right state of mind to create the outcome that you want. You see, it's a pattern of integration that you can fully create so that you can achieve the results that you want. Especially if you're trying to change a belief, you need to identify what is the present state that you're in. Those are the three steps that are super easy, like especially if you are like at home and all of a sudden you're like, why can't I change this behavior? Or why can't I change this belief about me? For example, ask yourself those three questions first. Identify your current state, identify your desired state, and have a clear representation of your outcome. Here's something that I want to share with you guys to be conscious of and be aware of. And if you would like, you can also use this as an affirmation if you resonate with, I believe that anything is possible for me in a great moment of 100% belief. So with this being said, keep in mind that as you align your beliefs and you align the process of your internal representation, you can always create moments of 100% belief. I always remind myself of this because wherever it is, wherever you are, you can always believe in yourself. But more than anything, the beliefs that you have internally, you can always rewire them to achieve the things that you want. If that behavior is not serving you a purpose, let's rewire it. If a behavior is just not giving you the things that you want, let's get rid of it. Let's install the things that you want so that you can actually create the results. Like I mentioned, your beliefs are going to affect your behavior. If you're behaving this way, stop saying to yourself, oh, it's because this is the way that I am, or it's because it's passed on to me genealogically. Stop it. Your behaviors have been installed from a very young age. This is a time now to dive in into who we are, to find the beliefs that are stopping us to create successful behaviors. If you want to learn more about how to elicit your strategies and find your patterns utilizing NLP, send me an email, ali.mindparadox@gmail.com, or send me a DM through Instagram, ali.salazar. And you guys, I also have some exciting news. If you have been interested in learning NLP, how to get certified and being trained, I'm stoked to let you guys know that I have partnered up with my mentor, William Lamb. He's the best of the best and is currently taking clients and will be conducting a training in October. This training is going to be amazing, and it's actually a certification process. So you will be certified through the American Board on NLP, Timeline Therapy, and Hypnosis. So if this is something that you've been interested about and you want more information, let me know. Send me an email so that I can send you some information as being released. And I'll be there. We'll be more than happy to meet you in person, and let's connect.